Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. And President Hargis, let's start with OSU's plans to recognize a couple of individuals for their contributions to our state.
Well, Kelly, one of the things we always do or try to is to recognize with a honorary doctorate degree people that are particularly deserving, and we've done that with a number of really talented individuals. This commencement, on May 5th, we will be awarding two honorary degrees. One is to Vaughn Vennerberg. Vaughn Vennerberg graduated from Oklahoma State, actually with a psychology degree, I believe, but ended up in the oil business. He was a founding partner of Morningstar Partners and Morningstar Oil and Gas, and the former president of XTO Energy, which merged with ExxonMobil in 2010. Vaughn has established three endowed faculty positions at OSU and done a number of other things for our university as well as his communities, primarily in Dallas and Fort Worth. And we wanted to recognize Vaughn, and we'll do so on May 5th. The other honorary degree is to Sir Ken Robinson. Ken is really the godfather of the creativity initiative in the state of Oklahoma. It was Ken that came here first and said Oklahoma was the perfect place to pioneer this idea, and it's resulted in Oklahoma being the only state in the union and one of 14 creative districts in the world. Ken was knighted by the Queen of England for his service to the arts, as well as his service as a mediator in the Northern Ireland conflict resolution, and is a delightful person, and we're excited to award that honorary degree as well.
Burns, you host a regular online feature called Inside OSU, and you get to talk to lots of interesting folks with OSU ties, including your most recent guest.
Yes, our most recent guest was noted by Oprah Winfrey as her all-time favorite guest on her show, which certainly is a high distinction for a show as popular as Oprah Winfrey's. The individual she referred to is Terari Trent. It's really an inspiring story. Terari grew up in Zimbabwe. She made her way somehow to Oklahoma State University, of all places, had five children at the time, three she had before she was 18 years of age. And despite incredible odds, she earned her undergrad and master's from OSU and then earned a PhD in Michigan. She has succeeded because of the incredible support she has had around the country, especially from Stillwater and OSU, by giving back to her native country and establishing nine schools. She currently has two children here at Oklahoma State University, and you can go to the OSU website and see this edition of Inside OSU, but she is a compelling individual, and I really recommend that people tune in.
And you can see Inside OSU by going online and visiting president.okstate.edu and clicking on the word Inside OSU on the left side of the page. And finally, Burns, I understand you and Ann hit the dance floor for a good cause recently in support of a big new volunteer effort by OSU students.
Hitting the dance floor would be a good and apt description. Ann can trip the light fantastic pretty well. I just trip. But our students came together for the first dance marathon and raised nearly $38,000. This benefits Children's Miracle Network, and I was so proud of our students and what they achieved. It was over at Click Hall at our beautiful ConocoPhillips Alumni Center, and I just want to give a thumbs up and a great job to our students.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.